everyone. You're tuned in to Studio 1024, Memorial University of Newfoundland's podcast for the week of March 30th to April the 6th. Thanks for joining us. My name is Megan Whalen. As usual, I'm joined each week by my co-host, Jeff Green.
Hey, Megan, and thanks to all of you for tuning in. While the winter semester is quickly drawing to a close, I hit the St. John's campus this week to chat with some folks about how stressful things can get this time of the year. We'll hear from them on this week's show.
As well, veteran politician and Memorial Chancellor John Crosby shared some of his first-hand political experiences with students this past week. We'll listen in.
And expanding programs, Memorial's West Coast campus adds another degree program to its roster. We'll tell you more.
Plus, there's still lots happening on our campuses over the next 7 days. We'll give you all the details in our week ahead segment. First, though, here's Jeff with our top story.
Well, the long search for a new university president has begun. The chair of the Board of Regents, Gil Dalton, said the board will create a search committee to seek a successor to Dr. Axel Meissen. Dr. Meissen will complete his term as president of Memorial in August 2008. He has served in that role since 1999. As in previous searches, the committee will reflect the many groups, internal and external, who have a stake in the development of Memorial. Mr. Dalton will chair the committee, which will include other board members, faculty members, students, administrators, and representatives of the public. And for more on this story, you can visit today.mun.ca.
Students of Dr. Alex Marlin's Canadian Politics course in St. John's gained decades of insight in a single sitting when University Chancellor and longtime politician Dr. John Crosby spoke to their class on March 22nd. Dr. Crosby was asked to share his opinions about Canada's prime ministers, many of whom he knew and worked alongside during his decades in office. In his remarks, the Chancellor also offered insight into the mechanisms that make and break governments and careers in what he characterized as a brutal struggle for power.
Unless you understand politics and are prepared to engage in the struggle for power, you'll never be prime minister. And what everyone needs to remember is this is a struggle for power. It is not tiddlywinks. It's not playing patience or a game of cribbage. It's a brutal struggle. No holds are barred.
Dr. Crosby also discussed the strengths and weaknesses of each prime minister since Mackenzie King and spoke about how the increased power of the prime minister has supplanted the notion of collective responsibility shared among cabinet ministers. He said he believes this dramatic change in parliamentary government has much to do with the influence of television news reporting. More information and other audio from the Chancellor's lecture can be found at Memorial's news website, today.mun.ca.
Memorial will again bridge the waters to Ireland with three Coracle Fellowships this year. The fellowships promote study and knowledge exchange between Ireland and this province in areas relevant to the relationship between these two regions and to Memorial. This year's funding will cover three fields, literature, politics, and archaeology, and support projects by researchers based in Corner Brook, St. John's, and Ulster. The 2007 Coracle Fellowship recipients are Dr. Steve Wolinetz, a political science professor on the St. John's campus, Dr. Randall Maggs, a professor of English at Sir Wilfrid Grenville College in Corner Brook, and Dr. Rory Quinn, a senior lecturer in marine geoarchaeology at the University of Ulster. The fellowships derived their name from the legendary craft, the Coracle, that 6th century monk St. Brendan the Navigator is said to have sailed from Ireland to Iceland, Greenland, and perhaps all the way to Newfoundland. The fellowships awarded by Memorial honor the long-standing relationship between Ireland and this province. They're funded by Memorial and awarded annually, but can cover multi-year projects. And for more on this year's fellows, visit today.mun.ca.
Grenville College continues to grow its program offerings. Memorial's West Coast campus has added a Bachelor of Business Administration, its 16th degree program. Principal John Ashton said there was an obvious need for a business program for the West Coast. He noted the program was designed with the regional development needs of Western Newfoundland firmly in mind. Grenville's BBA program offers students the opportunity to concentrate in one of three growing areas of interest particularly suited to the evolving business environment in Western Newfoundland: contemporary business studies, small business and entrepreneurship, and regional economic development. The full program will be offered as of September 2007. Students applying now for the fall semester will be able to declare their major in the BBA program. For more on the Grenville BBA, visit www.swgc.mun.ca.
Memorial's grad students have some new leaders. Nicole Kiley was acclaimed as president of the Graduate Students Union on March the 20th. She replaces Kelly Hickey. Ms. Kiley will be joined by Khalid Chowdhury, who sits as vice president academic, and Shahan Alam, who takes on the position of vice president finance. day were also acclaimed. Two other positions on the GSU executive remain vacant, VP Internal and VP Communications and Research. During the union's AGM on March the 28th, several people came forward expressing interest to fill those positions. As a result, grad students will go to the polls next week. Those running for VP Internal include Sebastian Dupree, Kate Hickey, and Muzadi Sarkar. Tom Artis and Razi Al-Haik are running for VP Communications and Research. Voting gets underway at 9 a.m. on April the 4th and runs until 4 p.m. April the 5th. Students can cast their ballots online at gsumon.ca. All positions commence May the 1st and they run until April 30th, 2008.
Some of the top high school basketball players in the province will get their chance to take on the Seahawks on the big stage of the Fieldhouse Saturday night. The Maharaj All-Star Challenge is an annual fundraiser of the Seahawks men's basketball team, now in its sixth year. The game is a great chance to watch some of the best graduating boys basketball players and hopefully some future Seahawks, and it's also your last chance to see the current Seahawks in action. The game is named in honor of Matthew Maharaj, a memorial student, honorary game coach, and cancer survivor who wanted a way to give back to the charity that helped him through his chemotherapy. Game proceeds will go to support the Children's Wish Foundation. Admission for this event will be a minimum $4 for adults and $2 for students, but further donations will be accepted at the door in the name of the charity. Tip-off is at 7:30 in the Fieldhouse.
Well, cramming for finals, prepping major term papers for final submission, and logging lots of long hours at the library. That just about sums up the life of students here at Memorial over the last few days. Classes for the winter semester end next week, and final exams get underway Monday, April the 9th. No doubt about it, the end of the semester is a nerve-wracking time. I spent some time this week on the St. John's campus talking with students about how they handle things this time of the year. Second-year student Beth Ann Austin says the last few days of classes are hectic. The math and French student, who is from Topsail, said she's kept on her toes.
It's more stressful now than it has been because of all the last-minute assignments and tests and things, and of course exams aren't that far away either, so it's hard to fit in all the assignments and stuff around other things like art school, just like friends and things like that. Okay. I do some volunteer work, and that also takes its time, of course.
For primary and elementary education student Nicole Burton, who is from St. John's, the end of the semester doesn't mean things slow down.
Really, really, really stressful because we have a lot of group projects in the faculty, and you have to make sure that you have enough time to devote to those because other people are depending on you. And then if you're doing other courses where you have other projects for yourself, that's a lot of stress to kind of get it all done. People just get too tired and burned out from the whole semester. They don't want to do any more work. Like, professors keep saying, oh, this project's due this day, and they're just like, I can't handle it. I don't want to do it. So they just kind of, like, just get distracted, go on the internet, stuff like that.
First-year student Ian Samuelson is studying computer science. He said the transition from high school to university can add to student stress this time of the year.
It was pretty difficult at first. You get over the initial shock, and it's not too bad after that. I do, when exams come up. I usually get really stressed out during exams, but it's not too bad, usually.
Students aren't the only ones burning the midnight oil this time of the year. Faculty members are also under pressure to get assignments, exams, and projects marked and submit grades to the registrar's office. Dr. Andrew Lohman is an English professor. This semester, he had 80 students and close to 240 individual projects to grade. He said by the time April rolls around, he's exhausted.
Well, it can be very stressful, and then it can be something that you feel can be manageable. So I feel like I'm on a roller coaster right now. This week I'm in the nice doldrums of the roller coaster, but I can see that the climb is happening, and I'm going to be, you know, feeling terrified in about a week and a half, and then it'll all be over.
And finally this week, Memorial honored emerging poets on March 29th at its Gregory J. Power Poetry Awards. This annual award offers cash prizes for the best original poems written in the 2006-2007 academic year by Memorial students. This year's winner, Catch, was written by Amanda Jernigan, a graduate student of English. Ms. Jernigan was presented with a check for $300 by Gregory Power Jr., son of the award's namesake. John Holbin, a graduate student in education, won second prize and $200 for Banting Lake, and Deegan Davis took the $100 third prize with Winter. The competition is open to all Memorial undergraduate and graduate students, and entries are judged by a panel of faculty members from the English department. Gregory J. Power was a provincial minister of finance and highways in the 50s. However, this award is in recognition of Mr. Power's literary gifts. He twice won the O'Leary Newfoundland Poetry Awards and published two important books, Gems of Newfoundland Poetry and The Power of the Pen.
And while the semester is winding down, but there are still lots of events on the go in the week ahead.
Students at Grenfell College can brush up on their cooking skills with a free cooking lesson from a professional chef on Sunday, April the 1st. From 2 to 4 o'clock, both on- and off-campus students are invited to a cooking class in the Sobeys Community Room. For more information and to register, you can email Jen at jmitchell@swgc.mon.ca.
On Tuesday, April the 3rd, the Harris Center of Regional Policy Development is sponsoring the presentation, What is Nature Worth? Looking at Our Natural Resources Through New Eyes. The presentation explores the idea of what happens when people don't value nature in the same way we do. Things like confrontations on the ice and boycotts of restaurants are discussed in the context of environmental economics. The presentation takes place at 7:30 in room LC301 at Grenfell College.
On Wednesday, April 4th, there is a Go Abroad information session scheduled from 12 to 1. Career development and experiential learning will have information on working, studying, volunteering, and traveling abroad. This information session takes place in room 4011 of the University Center.
There will be a public education and information forum about osteoporosis for men and women on Wednesday, April the 4th, starting at 6:30 in room 2001 of the INCO Innovation Center. Dr. Diane Terrio will be speaking, and there is no admission charge.
And finally, a reminder that on Friday, April the 6th, and Sunday, April the 8th, the Aqua Arena, Aqua Arena Fitness Center, and the Fieldhouse will be closed due to the Easter break. And just before we wrap up for another week, we'd like to thank the great folks here at 93.5 FM CHMR Memorial's campus radio station for the use of their studios every week.
Be sure to tune into their great programming. You can listen to them online at www.mun.ca/CHMR.
Thanks as well to Leslie Varian Hook for contributing to this week's show.
Studio 1024 is a production of the Division of Marketing and Communications, located in room 1024 in the Arts and Administration Building.
David Sorensen is our producer, and Ivan Muzechka is our executive producer.
Got something to say about this week's show, or maybe you have an idea? Either way, be sure to get in touch with feedback. Our address is marcom@mun.ca.
If you've missed a show or want to check us out again later, be sure to surf on over to our website. Log on to mun.ca and scroll down to the bottom of the page. There, you'll find a link to Studio 1024. All of our shows have been archived on the web.
Well, that's it for another edition of our show. From all of us here at Studio 1024, have a great week, everyone. My name is Jeff Green.
And I'm Megan Whalen. Be sure to tune in again next week.